Anishinaabe are the ancient ones, of which the three fires of Michigan, the three fires of Michigan, the fire of the Ojibwe, also known as the Chippewa, the fire of the Ottawa, also known as the Odawa, and the fire of the Potawatomi. The Ojibwe or Chippewa are the eldest brother. The Ottawa or Odawa is the next eldest brother, and the Potawatomi is the little brother, the three fires of Michigan. And I'm here today to tell you a story, but I'm not going to tell you a story about the three fires of Michigan. I'm going to tell you a story about the Apache. And the Apache are in Kansas and in Oklahoma and in Texas. And this is a story about a little boy. In fact, this is a story about a good little boy. How many of you are good little boys? How many of you are good little girls? Listen to what I say to you. This is a story about a good little boy. In fact, he was a very good little boy because he listened to what his mom said to him and what his father said to him. He was a very good little boy because he listened to what his grandmother said to him and what his grandfather said to him. He was not only a good little boy, but he was also a very kind-hearted boy. He always did what his mother and his father told him to do, and he always did what his grandmother and his grandfather told him to do. He was a very good little boy. One morning, and it was rather chilly this morning, very much like it was this morning. Was it a little bit colder this morning? When we move from summer, where the nights are warm and the days are warm, sometimes really hot, to the fall, where the days are cool and sunny and maybe a little bit windy like today. And at night, it sometimes gets cold. In fact, it gets cold enough that there's a frost. And when there's a frost, snakes and lizards and insects don't move very quickly because they get very cold. What kind of snake is in western Texas? What?
Rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake. So this particular morning there was a frost. And our good little boy was walking from the lodge of his mother and father to the lodge of his grandmother and grandfather. And he was a good little boy. He remembered that he needed to stay on the path and not go off the path. So as he left his mother and father's lodge and he was walking along right next to the path, he saw a rattlesnake. And this rattlesnake was all coiled up and was very, very still. And the little boy was very curious as to why the rattlesnake was not rattling. He was very still. And as he walked over to the rattlesnake, he remembered what his mother and father and his grandmother and his grandfather said about staying on the path. And he also remembered what his mother and father and grandmother and grandfather said about rattlesnakes. Should you go near rattlesnakes?
No.
Are rattlesnakes dangerous?
Yes.
Well, that's what he remembered. That's what he remembered. But he was a very kind-hearted, good little boy, and he was worried about that snake. And as he walked toward that snake, a very magical thing happened. The snake talked to him. And the snake said in a very low voice, little boy, please pick me up. I am so cold. Warm me in your arms. I will freeze and I will die. And the little boy looked at the snake and he was very surprised that the snake talked to him. He looked at the snake and said, I can't pick you up because you will bite me. My mother and my father told me not to pick up rattlesnakes because rattlesnakes will bite. And the rattlesnake looked at the little boy and he said in a very low voice, "Little boy, please pick me up. I am so cold. Warm me in your arms or I will freeze and I will die." And the little boy looked at the snake and said, "I cannot pick you up. My grandmother and my grandfather told me if I came near a rattlesnake would bite me. I cannot pick you up." And the rattlesnake looked at the little boy again and in a low voice said, "Please pick me up. I am so cold. Warm me in your arms or I will freeze and I will die." And our good little boy was also a kind-hearted little boy. And he thought, "That snake's not going to bite me. If I just pick him up in my arms and warm him, then I can put him down and he will go away and he won't harm anybody." So what do you think the little boy did? He picked up the snake. And he picked up that snake and he held that snake in his arms real close to his body. And after a while, the snake started moving around and started squirming. And what do you think the snake did next? The snake bit him right on the arm. And the little boy dropped the snake and said, you bit me. Why did you bite me? You said you wouldn't bite me. And the snake looked at the little boy and said, "After all, you knew I was a rattlesnake." So what do you think that means? What?
He was testing him.
Who was testing him?
The devil.
The devil was testing him? Perhaps. What?
I think the rattlesnake knew that he shouldn't touch a rattlesnake. So he was trying to get him to disobey his mom and dad. So at that moment when he picked him up, right on the arm.
Mm-hmm. And the little boy knew that snake was dangerous, huh? He knew he was dangerous, and he knew because his mother and his father and his grandmother and his grandfather told him that if he tried to go near a rattlesnake, the rattlesnake would bite him. So the little boy knew that, right? But the little boy listened to the rattlesnake, and the rattlesnake needed help, and because he was a kind-hearted little boy, he was going to help the rattlesnake. But he knew the rattlesnake was dangerous, right? Right. Right. Yes.
Now what happened after
What happened after the snake bit him? Well, the little boy had a real nice bite on his arm, and he had to have that taken care of, and the little boy never picked up any more snakes after that. Would you pick up a snake if you knew it was dangerous?
No.
No, of course not, and now probably you won't because you heard this story. So what if you're with your friends, and your friends want to climb a fence with barbed wire on it? And your friends say, "Please come with us and climb that fence. Please, you won't get hurt. Please be with the group. Climb that fence." Would you go climb that fence?
No.
Because you know it's dangerous, right? What if you're walking home from school and someone comes up to you and says, "Please, let me take you home. Please, come with me. Please, I know a shortcut to get home." Would you go with them?
No.
No, you wouldn't, because you know it's dangerous, right? So you really don't want to do anything dangerous. You don't want to be like the good little boy who knew because his mother and his father and his grandmother and his grandfather told him. But he did it anyway because the snake said, "Please." If it's dangerous, then it's probably going to hurt you, right? And you don't want to be where danger is, right? You want to avoid danger, yes? Thank you so much for listening to my story. You've been very good. You've listened very well. And as I leave, I'm going to leave you with some good thoughts. First of all, I want you to walk with good friends. I want you to walk with love in your heart, and I want you to walk in peace. Thank you. You did great.